guys. Welcome, welcome. I think we are live.
We might
we're not live, but we're recording kinda this live in one room.
It was live at one point.
It was.
Not when you're watching it, though.
Yeah, maybe sometime in the future. Welcome to the Feuding Factions podcast. I'm Will, aka Slam Duncan. I got B-Laugh to my right.
Yo!
And Dan, AKL, DRC, to my other right.
Oh, wow. Using the gamer tags, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I should probably change my gamer tag then.
Yeah, I've had mine for quite a long time.
Yeah, I think like pre-World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I think, was
it Final Fantasy 11?
Oh, yeah, that is.
That was the initiation.
That is back in the day.
Yeah. I think mine was from Call of Duty.
Thief Monk Looking for Group for hours.
Modern Warfare 2.
Hours.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to join
little
you.
Little late skis.
Yeah, I'm I'm seltzering today. I've got, what's it called? I've literally just had like a sinus infection since I got back from Florida. Like, and that's almost like a month. That's like over 30 days.
My niece and nephew have that.
And I've done like the COVID tests, not COVID. Like, I'm just like, I just wake up. And everything's congested and stuffy and dry.
That's my life.
And just like, yeah. I feel like my dog. I feel like my dog.
It's the weather.
I feel like my 14-year-old pug who just turned 14 today.
Oh!
Happy birthday, Tessie!
Happy birthday, Tessie. But yeah, so Feuding Factions.
Episode 11, I just looked.
Nice. 11. So we're in the double dig. This week has just been pretty ridiculous in terms of
tense.
Got a lot of stuff.
Just a lot of stuff going on. First things first, it took less than a year, a COVID shitty football year, and the Patriots are back on top of the AFC.
Mac Jones.
Boop.
Yeah. So I saw a thing earlier today that was like the highest odds right now for the Super Bowl are a Buccaneers Patriots Super Bowl at like 10% chance. Yep. So that'll be crazy.
Entire country would melt down.
Yeah.
They would hate it. We would love it. Sports media would love it because they're based in the Northeast. Their ESPN is in Connecticut.
Big money's there. You
know, oh, yeah.
And the money's there.
The money is definitely there. It'd be really interesting to see it happen.
Yep.
I mean, it would only just fan more, you know, fan to the flames of that.
The townies would be enraged.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
about which one is better?
Mm-hmm.
The fights that would break out for Tom versus Bill.
Tom versus Bill.
Yep. It'd be a New England Civil War.
Yeah. One that I'm here for. Yeah. Like, absolutely here for.
I'm here for it. I gotta sign up with the team.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely signing with the team.
I mean, let me put it this way. I love Brady. I have a Buccaneers Brady jersey. I was super happy that he won last year.
Yeah.
I wish him continued success because he is a football god.
Just not against the Patriots.
Yeah, just not against the Patriots.
And I thought that was a great game week four. I was pissed off that we fucking lost, though.
I was happy we were close. I thought that was going to be a blowout. I mean, everyone thought it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah, we were a doink away from winning that game.
Yeah.
We were literally a missed field goal.
But I do have to have a caveat here. While the Patriots are back on top, I'm not sure this is a statement on the Patriots so much as the rest of the league is just not that good.
Yeah, I mean,
football in general, I think, has reached almost like a skill plateau. Where people like are all like at a certain level.
It's Bill Belichick,
yeah,
and then everyone else, and then maybe Sean Payton, and then.
Oh, I'm not even getting into coaching. Bill is way on top of any of the other coaches.
Sorry,
on the league.
I meant it's Bill Belichick, and then Sean Payton, and then everyone.
Then the Harbaughs, and then everybody else. Yeah,
I think Harbaugh was right place, right time.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of it, but yeah. I would trust him over a majority of coaches in the league. If you had to, like, if you said you could not pick Bill or Sean Payton, who would you choose? Harbaugh would probably be my next choice.
Probably him. Yeah. He would probably be my third choice, especially, like, when you still just have, like, dumpster fires.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there are people that are coaching that I have no idea, why they're coaching.
You know what? I would maybe, just because he's younger and he's still hungry for it, too. Vrabel.
Vrabel. I like Vrabel. He just, I don't know. I wish he like They wish you had a quarterback.
Yeah.
He has Derrick Henry, who's out for the
Tannehill.
Year.
Oh, Tannehill. It's so crazy, too, that Tannehill was the first one to get an extension out of that entire QB class.
Well, it's because he actually had a good
He was actually a quarterback. Yeah. Like, he wasn't just like a, hey, I'm going to just run the read option and get
kicked out. Yeah.
So there's no odds specific for Bucks versus Pats yet, but the Bucks to win the Super Bowl is at plus 550. And the Pats are plus 700.
Ooh.
I mean, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's no exact bet yet. Maybe in the coming weeks they'll have one, but.
I mean, but if you put $100 down on that, you're making pretty good money either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that guy who put the money on the Astros and then lost all of his money.
Yep. Well, that's what you get for, you know.
Betting on the Astros.
Betting on the Astros. Bunch of cheetahs. So, yeah, I mean, like, the NFL is just crazy. That Monday night game, while it was, I don't want to say it was monotonous at times. It was a little monotonous from the Patriots offensively just because they were playing their game and played it.
You knew exactly what was going to happen in terms of what the play was going to be. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't really. I mean, there was a couple trick plays in there, but for the most part, they ran the same four plays over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. And the running backs, too, like, they were getting good touches. They were getting great. Like, Stevenson.
Yeah.
Truck. Yeah, exactly. Like,
Harris.
Yeah, Damian Harris. Like, I was.
They're both really good.
Yeah, they're both really good. Like, Damian Harris kind of upset me a little bit in the first quarter until he ran that touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, like, I forgive you. But,
he went out with, what, a hamstring?
He tweaked it a little bit. But he was fine. He got back in the game.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it was just that, and then the defense just, like, it just.
It's kind of good, though, when you have 60-mile-an-hour winds, you kind of expect.
Well, yeah, it's limiting what Josh Allen's going to do. You know, and granted, that team still threw the ball, but still, it's a struggle to throw the ball in that kind of condition.
Killed me.
Yeah. But being able to then just shut down a team like the Bills like that with our defense.
We'll see how it goes in 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it'll probably be better weather.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? It's
Light
3 weeks.
Snow.
It's 3 weeks from now. It could be, it could be worse. It's in New England, right?
Yeah.
So, like, we typically don't get our winters until.
Yeah, but we also don't get the same kind of weather that Buffalo does. Buffalo, because they're so close to
Canada
and because of the Great Lakes, they get ridiculous weather.
The Niagara Falls.
But still, even just being in those stadiums with wind can be a little bit, nasty.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that we don't get bad weather as we do.
No, yeah.
You know, we get a bad winter, you know, frequently up here, but it's not the same kind of winter as Buffalo.
No. What I am kind of, excited about now that, like, we've got the bye week, we come back, and it's a Saturday night against the Colts. So, again, it's prime time. It's not a Sunday night. It's not a Monday night. So, like, it'll be interesting to see, them kind of in the spotlight. And I think that's one of only, two games?
Yeah.
Yep.
That day.
They usually do that in December.
It's 4-8, and then... No, it's.
They typically do.
They just do an 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
The playoffs are two games.
Yeah, the playoffs are two games.
Yeah. So then.
We'll get a Thursday, a Saturday, a Sunday, and a Monday.
Yeah.
And then.
But that's then, Mac in the spotlight again. And the team, in the limelight. Okay, you guys really need to perform. And it's against the Colts, who haven't been great. So.
They have to win, though.
Yeah.
Colts fans are my least favorite fans in the entire league.
Yeah.
Bunch of fat humps.
I'm also, I'm not Colts, Jets, Jets fans.
Well, Jets fans, I almost feel bad for at this point.
It's just like, how do you...
Like, it's generations of losers now.
Well, that, I mean, like...
It's like looking at old Cubs fans before they won.
Yeah.
Like, or before, as a Red Sox fan.
Yeah. I was like, as a Red Sox fan for my entire life.
Well, yeah, but like... You know, there was a good decade between, or not, was it a decade or like just a couple of years? When did the Cubs win? 2000? Because we won in 2004.
They won mid.
They won like 17 or 18.
Yeah, that was like 17.
Yeah.
But it took a while for them to you know, so there's a gap between like when we won and when they won. And, you know, we felt bad for them, but it's
not,
just that.
Not too much.
Yeah, not for the Jets.
I don't feel that bad for them.
Well, they're also lovable. And New York fans, I understand Jets fans are not lovable. But,
New Jersey fans?
But I've never, yeah.
New Jersey fans.
I've never had animosity towards Jets fans.
Yeah, I guess whereas...
Or even
Colts fans.
Bills fans even. I have no animosity towards...
No, I like Bills fans.
Yeah, I love Bills fans.
Bills Mafia.
Bills fans are at least actually football fans.
Like, we don't really have division rivalry inside. Like there is a rivalry, I guess, because they view it as a rivalry, but, like, none of the... there's no Patriots fan, like, that's going to say that the rivalry is in the division.
No.
That's
the last...
Some old guys, let's say the Jets, but it's... We haven't had a rivalry with the Jets in 30 years.
The Mark Sanchez Jets kind of continued to trend upwards, maybe?
Well, it was just because Rex Ryan would just run his mouth.
Yeah.
And, like, that was the only... It wasn't even a rivalry with the Jets. It was a rivalry with Rex Ryan at that point.
That's true. Give me 1 second, guys.
But fumble Sanchez?
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing game. That was one of the best. You know, it's one of those things where...
Would you consider Denver somewhat of a rival?
Oh, they were when Peyton was there. But that was more of a Peyton and Brady thing.
Yeah. It just continued from
Indy. Yeah, and that was from Indy, and that's why I hate Indy's fans. Yeah. Indy fans, because they had the whole, we have the best quarterback of all time, despite the fact that Peyton didn't do shit.
Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, it's like he had his first Super Bowl win, great. His second Super Bowl win, his defense won him that.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah.
The greatest quarterback of all time. No, not even in the top five, in my opinion.
Yeah. Not even in his division. Yeah. Like,
I guess top five, maybe. But yeah. But definitely the top three.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's just... I thought that was a great way to kind of set the tone. But what do you guys... now that we've had... my brain's not working right now. Sorry.
We've had things.
Control Alt Delete my brain right now.
It won't work. You have a Mac.
I know.
It's Command Option Escape.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
You know what that means.
I do.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
Exactly.
It's New Comic Book Day.
It is. It's New Comic Book Day now. Dynamite's tonight.
Not on mine.
NXT War Games over the weekend. Saw both. Kyle O'Reilly lose.
I did not watch last night, but I did see he took a loss against the Von Wagner.
Yep. And
Johnny said
goodbye. So Johnny supposedly put in, like, gave a speech after...
Lots of crying.
Yeah, you'll probably see me around. Him, blah blah blah.
I guess,
but I'm
Kyle
prepping.
Went back after too when with the speech.
Yeah, you'll see me around. Like, you'll see me pop up here and there. I don't have any guaranteed. He said I don't have any guaranteed plans, but I almost feel like that's a swerve, and we'll see him tonight.
Yeah.
Kyle, I definitely think so.
Yeah. How do you want? If Gargano does show up at AEW, who do you want him, like, first feuding with?
If Johnny Gargano shows up in AEW, I would like to see him...
Cole? Kick back off there?
No, because I think that you could do a really strong build-up to that. I could see him coming...
I'd like to see him going against and have a feud with Malakai.
I could see him coming in and having a feud with Malakai.
Didn't Malakai beat him for the NXT title? Or was that Ciampa?
That was Ciampa, I think. I could be wrong.
I'd like to see him come in and give Punk his first defeat.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
I would like to see...
We're going to take a pause. And by that, I mean, I'm just going to keep talking because Will's going to be gone. And we can have
all the fun!
It's an amazing time to have a conversation, Brian. Let's keep it going. It's going to be the best part of the entire podcast.
Bum, bum, bum. So, yeah, Gargano.
Yep.
I'm trying to think. I wonder if he's going to get peer pressure factioned as well as Dante was.
It'd be interesting.
Now that Leo doesn't have anyone.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'd be surprised. I think they'd probably have him be his own animal for a little bit. Unless they can bring in Ciampa at some point.
Yeah.
You know. Where I could definitely see Kyle O'Reilly coming in and immediately being with the Elite.
Oh, with Fish.
Yeah.
As their...
Have Cole kind of have his own, like...
Subdivision
group. Like, the storyline right now is basically that Kenny was like, you're in charge, Young Bucks, and Cole's like, I know I'm in charge. and joked about it afterwards, but Cole definitely is looking to take over that group.
Have they officially added in Fish? Or is it more of just like a...
He's more kind of like the ringer for Cole. Like, they haven't brought him... Like, he's been in, like, a couple of their promos, but they haven't officially listed him as part of the Elite. Just kind of Adam Cole's friend.
Mercenary
kind of? Yeah, he's the he's the guy that Adam brought in. But they had a little thing where they... I think the other week where it still showed the Bucks, and they had a quick passing of the Good Brothers and Calloused were still there.
Oh.
In the back. So they're kind of still around, but they didn't even say anything. It was like literally they were walking in the background.
Okay.
And then they passed the camera. I don't remember if it was on Rampage or if it was on YouTube or something like that, but, it was a quick, like, kind of like
passing
promo of the Bucks, and just kind of like, yeah, these guys are still around. Like, despite the fact they're not there, like, actively in promos and coming out with the guys. But that'd be interesting to see ultimately those guys all kind of try to rip away the Elite from the Bucks.
Yeah.
You know, if you end up having, or Adam is basically like, oh, no, everything's fine, you know. kind of do the enemy from within again.
And then subdivide again.
Because ultimately the storyline has to be that Adam remembers being killed.
Don't they mention it too?
They have. Yeah, yeah. They've brought it up a couple times in being the Elite, and it's like, but at, like, and he'll like kind of be like he won't acknowledge it, but it'll kind of be like, oh,
little, yeah,
like, oh, this is my favorite drink. He gave it to Kenny, like, on his way out.
Here you go.
Yeah. And Kenny was like, oh, like, I don't like that one.
Yeah, because who have the Bucks? Omega's gone probably for a while.
Yep.
A good.
I'd imagine 6 months.
Yeah, 6 to 8 months with surgeries. And then they have what? Nakazawa and...
Yeah, Nakazawa. Yeah,
Cutler.
Cutler is the lackey, but Nakazawa was Kenny's lackey. Yeah. So whether or not he's loyal or sticks around or if he ends up feuding, like Cole kicks him out or something, that would probably be the first thing to happen.
Just kick out.
Would be Cole would kick out Nakazawa because Kenny's not there to protect him.
Is there anyone else in the... Clicks, super clicks. If they did bring in O'Reilly, that would make it a 3-on-3.
Yep. Well, that would be like Cole would have his option to go with O'Reilly or Fish or the Bucks.
I wouldn't be surprised if they just did a super elite.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that it's going to be definitely an enemy within Cole tanking things over.
Yeah. An undisputed elite since Kenny has gone for probably.
Yeah.
I'd say he's probably gone, what,
6 to 8 months?
6 to 8 months.
Yeah, I was going to say four to six, yeah. So 6 to 8 months. Undisputed elite. Kyle comes in, you know, and then you've got, you know, two tag teams and Cole.
And a singles.
Yep.
And then the Cutler and Knock.
Yeah, you get the... But I feel like Cutler and Knock...
We're saying that the first shift from Cole moving away from what Kenny's ideal is going to be kicking out Nakazawa, because... Kenny's not there to protect them anymore.
Yeah, Kenny, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case.
Yep.
And then we probably get the five of them. And then, I mean, I think Kyle would probably be somebody who could be a TNT champion.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know about Fish, but I could see that. Or if they do a trios title, which I think we probably know they're gonna do.
You have enough trios to be able to do it, but
yeah,
whether or not you see women's tag first or not.
Yeah, I mean, you got the TBS championship.
Yeah, I think they might go trios before the women's tag.
Yeah, Yeah. And more so, it's just because they don't have enough established women's tag teams.
Yeah.
They do women's tag teams matches, but they don't really have, like...
It's dark in elevation.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah, that was a good one. Sorry. I would like to see Gargano come in, feud with Punk. I would like to see...
Or Brian Danielson once he's done with...
Hangman.
Hangman?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I feel like haven't they had matches together, though? I don't think I've seen Gargano Punk, but I feel like I've seen Gargano Daniel Bryan.
Well, yeah, but you have to throw out any of, like, I mean, granted, Tony's a fan, and he realizes history between people, but he also, they might allude to that.
Yeah.
If that's the case, but it's also, it's they haven't seen on AEW, you know? So.
No, totally.
How long do you think Punk MJF's going to go?
I would probably say...
I would nuke the shit out of that.
Yeah. I was like, you could probably run that to Revolution, to be honest.
That's what, end of January?
February? And yeah, I think it's like Rumble time.
So end of January.
When are they actually having their match? It's not Winter's Coming, is it?
No. No, I don't think
no. They at least haven't announced.
Yep.
Actually, no. Are they having it tonight?
No, because he's in the Battle Royal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
does
yeah.
Punk win the Battle Royal and then
take the ring?
That'd probably be the case.
I know they teased the Wardlow winning it last year.
Yep,
and taking the ring, but like I don't know, it's not time for Wardlow to break out at this point. I feel like,
oh, as of right now, there's a Hangman Danielson for Winter's Coming.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a to be announced for the Dynamite Diamond Ring.
Okay.
And then we have Baker versus Rio for the women's title.
Oh, yeah, because she won that one off.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that the tournament that's going on right now is for the TBS championship and not...
Number one.
Yeah, not the number one contender. So I'm like, wait, what? So, that'll be cool.
So, yeah, if Punk wins tonight, then they'll probably do the blow-off at Winter's Coming.
That wouldn't be surprising.
Then you could enter Gargano.
Ooh, yeah. Do we have a mystery entrant tonight?
Oh.
That could be where we have
I don't know
people showing up.
Maybe, but like they typically do the what's it called for like the Joker. In the ladder matches.
So, yeah, but Battle Royals are Battle Royals.
Oh yeah, that's true. I feel like both of them though are a bigger deal than just a Battle Royal. Unless it's coming into I don't know. I mean if
Yeah, I don't see anyone that they've released for the Battle Royal tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That and, like, have you seen there's been, like, the stuff, like, going around? Like, a lot of the first kind of contracts are going to be
ending
soon.
Yeah.
A lot of them already are.
And it just seems like... Swole's not re-signed or isn't coming back. It seems more and more like Angelico in...
Jack Evans
aren't coming back. You want to bring her here? Okay. Where? I left the door to the garage open. Oh, she fell into the...
Oh, boy.
She's fine.
Tessie is a girl.
So? She's an old lady.
Happy birthday. Take a bump.
So I want
her to have a...
Take a bump.
Mask break. Take a bump.
Mm-hmm. Sit on my lap as we podcast.
That's how we do things.
Taking those spells.
So, I feel like we're going to see a lot of those kind of talents just almost go away and not. Like, I feel like Kip Sabian could be like the one. Like, I don't think he's signed any kind of extension, did he?
No.
None of them we're aware of.
Yeah.
And granted, not all of these people are going to come out and say, I've resigned.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if they have anybody else.
But yeah, like Hybrid 2, like as much like I love Angelico. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't aren't re-signed or they just let their contract expire. Tony just lets it expire. Same with I would say Kip just because he's been so like
off television.
Yeah, like has he even been having matches on Dark or anything?
Nope.
Like I know he was injured, but he's not anymore.
Yeah, and he was showing up in vlogs for a bit, and then he stopped.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if it's just been like the, hey, like, we just don't have anything for you anymore. So we're just going to let it run out and then go feel free to do whatever you want. Because, like, I feel like Tony's going to be the, like, I feel like Tony and AEW is going to be the type where it's like, once your contract's done, it's like, you just, you can go do whatever. Like, I don't feel like there's going to be like a 90-day type of thing.
No,
with,
I agree. Like I think it, for people that easier to let go, it's going to be more of that. Yeah, you can do whatever you like. You know, best of luck. You know, if you know, things turn around, or if you you know, set yourself on fire somewhere on PWG, you know, we might welcome you back. But
yeah, like the person, like I'd like,
he's to, playing with a big roster now.
Yeah, like the one person that I would like to see stay and kind of return to their initial glory is Joey Janela.
Yep.
Because, like, he, I feel like he was a big, like, he was on the same level as, like, Darby at the beginning, being, like, in terms of, like, wow, breakout kind of, you know, star. And it just,
it expires in 22.
Yeah. It just seems like his has been, you know, like,
he's been getting himself in shape.
Yeah, I mean, he's been getting himself in shape. And then, like, since, like, but, like, he really hasn't had that much of anything since he kind of turned on Sonny.
Yeah, he partnered with what's-her-name and has had, like, he's had a couple dark matches since.
That's about it. Yeah. But, I like,
I think Joey oftentimes will use, like, just being in AEW to, like, further a lot of the indie stuff that he's still involved in.
Oh, yeah.
And to be honest, it wouldn't shock me to have him stick around just for that. Like, and not, like, because if Tony's fine with him still going off and doing all that stuff, there's no reason for him not to be still affiliated with AEW and show up every now and then.
Yeah, and like, that.
He can also work as, like, a liaison, too, and, like, the scout.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, it, you know, he's almost been kind of seen as that kind of connection to, like, the GCW kind of crowd.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I wouldn't be surprised if that, if he did stick around just for that. And they've really gone away from, like, when was the last time you saw any kind of real, like, hardcore match? It was probably, like, the Jericho versus Nick Gage.
Like, and actual hardcore?
Yeah. And
not, like, table spots and thumbtacks to the mouth?
Yeah. It like actual, like, you know, blood and, you know,
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Cody Blades every time he's in the ring.
I think that's expected.
Yeah, that's in Cody's contract. It's ironclad. Yeah. He blades whenever, wherever.
Anytime he gets hit, I'm like, oh, is this the spot that you're gonna blade?
Yeah.
Is this the spot? Especially when the camera turns away, I was like, it's happening now.
Yep. No,
I just love it. Spots where it's not warranted. It's like, oh, and Cody's bleeding.
Cody's bleeding. What?
Did the ref look at him? What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, but since, like, the Domino's thing, like, the pizza cutter thing, I don't know if the network was like, hey man, like, we can't be like,
maybe
I know,
cool down.
I don't know. I know it was an accident. I know that's part of his gimmick, but, like,
cool off a little bit. Yeah.
Maybe don't go as ECW and go more, you know.
Oh no, Applebee's, don't use that bag and fork to strangle someone.
Don't use that terrible song ever.
I try to stay away from it, honestly.
They're not an Applebee's group, they're a Chili's group.
Yeah, they're Chili's and Cracker Barrel.
Yep.
Stab somebody with a baby back rib.
Yeah. But that, I don't know about you guys, but have you been watching Rampage?
Off and on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the first couple of episodes of Rampage were, like, can't miss. And now I'm just, like,
slowed down.
It is, because it is, you know, 95% of the time pre-recorded.
Well, yeah, they're not going to be a, like,
it's definitely,
if you, like, pay attention to any kind of social media, like, nothing's going to be a surprise.
Yeah. No. It's definitely a B show.
Yeah.
So it's like okay.
It's fast though. It's one of those things where
it's an hour.
It's three matches.
Yeah. You know, I usually record it and then just watch it on, like, Saturday morning.
There is always one killer match on it though. Mm-hmm. There, like, every single Rampage, there's been one match where I've been like, oh, I'm happy I watched that match.
Yeah.
You know, but that's it. It's like, it is just that. It's like, oh, that's the one match I wanted to see on Rampage.
Mm-hmm. No, I usually record it, watch it Saturday morning, drink some coffee.
I'll catch up.
And then, you know, when the commercials happen, do a little fast forward.
Yep.
Yeah. And, like, that's what I did for Dynamite for a while. Like, on the Wednesday night set, I couldn't watch it live because I either had something conflicting or just wanted to go to bed or whatever. I'd watch it, like, first thing Thursday morning. Yeah. And, I think it's a lot easier to do that some days, but
no, I agree. Cause there's been times where I had to watch Dynamite the next day for some work thing or whatever. And it's a lot quicker. It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Shocker.
Hour 15, hour 20.
Yeah. When you're able to fast forward the commercials and matches you don't want to see. Yeah. Shocker. Dynamite's not always that good, but
but
it's pretty consistent.
Dynamite can at least fill out 2 hours. Where it's like, there's at least like two things typically on an episode of Dynamite. I'm like, all right, that was
speaking of times. So I kind of looked at like Raw. It might have been this week or last week. What do you think their total time was for their show?
For a three hour
show for wrestling.
How much wrestling?
How much actual wrestling was happening in it?
35 minutes.
It might have been last week. I think it was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but see, I'm thinking between 10 and 20.
How? How would you?
Yeah, last week it was ridiculous.
I couldn't imagine paying $150, whatever, for a decent ticket and going to a Raw. That is what, 4 or 5 hours, because they do a pre-show match or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this Monday there was a little over an hour of wrestling. That was it.
Okay.
For 3 hours.
A 3 hour show and.
A little over an hour is actually good for them.
Yeah, like that's better than I expected.
Yeah, it's way better than I expected.
Because, I mean, like, a two-hour show, something like Dynamite, you typically get, what, four or five matches, two or three promo segments?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and it typically at least one of those matches is going 20, 25 minutes, so.
Yeah, that one's going picture in picture.
Yeah. It's just weird to think about, like, I just can't, and I'm not even, like, I don't want to talk shit about it, but, like, I can't see myself enjoying the WWE right now.
I'm not.
When your main event is, like, under 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and it's like you've been building the entire night to this thing, or even weeks to a certain thing, and you only do 10 minutes of it, it's like you're not giving these guys an opportunity to succeed.
Yeah, you're not giving them like any kind of opportunity. Yeah. And I get that the WWE is a lot of character work. And
is it though? How many great characters they have?
That's right.
Trash.
I don't know. I'm trying to say something good about
somebody's
it.
Somebody's vision has
it's
escaped.
It's them. Got like kind of a vaudevillian kind of.
The Vaudevillians, are they back?
Oh, I would love that, but they're not.
No, we've talked about it before. It's literally, it's not a wrestling show. It's a show. It is a television show about a sports league, about a fictional sports league.
Yep.
And I don't know. It's just, I don't even.
They got a lot of talent there. I think that's the thing that bugs me about it is it could be a lot better.
Yeah.
I think you still have really good talent there.
Monday was under an hour.
Got a lot of good brains there. Like mm-hmm. I'd be curious to see, you know, how much control certain people have and don't have.
So SmackDown from this past Friday that just happened. What do you think? 2 hour show.
Yep.
We have.
I'd say 45 minutes.
Didn't they have a belt change hands? On SmackDown?
Not this Friday.
Not this Friday? No. Okay, I was thinking that they
There was that. A women's championship match, though. It was Becky versus...
I would give that, what, 10? Charlotte. So that match, it was versus Liv.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would give that match, what, 10 minutes?
I think they went like 15.
Okay. Even better than I expected then. So I'd probably say 45 minutes, maybe?
The SmackDown, we have... Maybe... So what's, I just lost my math.
2 hour show.
Yeah, 2 hour show. So we have 12, 15, 16 minutes of wrestling.
Woo!
What? What? In a 2-hour show?
2-hour show. Ready for this?
No, I'm not.
And 11 of it.
Sasha Banks and Baszler was 9 minutes.
Yep.
Then we have a tag team match with Los Lotharios and the Viking Raiders, which was 1.5 minutes. The Viking Raiders did not win. We have King Woods defeating Jey Uso by DQ with 2 minutes. Sheamus and Cesaro went almost 4.
Almost 4.
And that was a blow-off match between two former tag team partners.
And then for the main event, we have Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn, which was 15 seconds.
That's about right.
Yeah.
This past
Friday.
If it's 15 seconds, does that even count as a title shot? Like, if I was Sami Zayn, yeah. Like, and I'm thinking about my career going like, oh, yeah, well, they just have me up against the world champ. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, but for 15 seconds, brother.
Do you have that number for last week's Dynamite?
I can pull it up.
I feel like there was more women's wrestling on one episode of Dynamite than there was complete wrestling on SmackDown.
You probably wouldn't be wrong, or you'd be close.
All right, so what did I say, like 16, 17 minutes?
You said 16, 17 minutes. So like less than 20 minutes.
Yeah. So women's match, uh-huh. There's only one. It was the TBS title quarterfinal with Ruby and Chris Statlander.
Yep.
And that was 10.5. One match, 10.5.
One match, 10.5.
Cody and Andrade were 18.
So that match didn't need to be that
long.
We
had two matches. No. On the same thing, a 2-hour show, two matches, who went over
the entirety
of a SmackDown.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So the entirety of a SmackDown, you got to look at how much wrestling takes place during a 1-hour Rampage.
Yeah. Oh, that's
gotta be a half hour probably.
Let's check Rampage. Oh, we're right here.
Yeah. So you get literally half the airtime, and they're gonna have double the wrestling. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not a wrestling program, Dan. They're a sports entertainment.
Oh, yeah, this is true. This is true.
But 15 seconds?
What about sports? Are sports happening on your sports entertainment show?
So,
yeah, right.
The FTR and Death Triangle match, just one match, was longer than the entire.
That was a banger, SmackDown. Too. I texted you guys during it. Yeah, that was a banger.
Granted, Jade Cargill won in 30 seconds, but. Still, Sammy Guevara and Tony Nese were almost 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Which was still almost more than SmackDown.
Yeah. So if you're a professional wrestler, even if you're mid-card, even if you're mid-card in WWE, in AEW,
you have
more screen time and more opportunity to showcase your skill set on AEW.
Yeah.
For wrestling.
That's just so disappointing.
Nuts.
That's so disappointing.
You just made the list.
So if you're a wrestler and view yourself as a wrestler, who do you want to go to?
Anywhere but
the main roster. I mean,
apart from just WWE being the iconic brand.
Yeah.
What would drive you there as a wrestler?
Like, you can't even say money because like the contracts are paper thin. You will get. You can get, like, look at Gallows and Anderson. They were like, yeah, we signed these 5-year deals, make big money, and then, you know.
Goodbye.
And, like, yeah, 2 days after WrestleMania, it's like, peace, guys. Like, it sucks.
I guaranteed contracts.
Even Impact has longer match times.
Of course they do.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, they're a wrestling show, you know. Yep. It's not that they're not.
I just want some more sports, my sports entertainment.
Yeah, I really do.
Let's put over the Rock's.
Because I like the people that are there. I want to see matches with Roman Reigns. I want to see matches with, you know, Xavier Woods. I want to see matches with Sami Zayn. I want to see matches.
Me too.
Matches?
Okay, Dan, why is this happening? Power source, power adapter. Battery is not charging, though.
It's probably not the right wattage, or...
It's... That big-ass MacBook Pro charger.
Okay.
Is it because it's using too much? It's like I'm...
Could be using the same amount of power it's receiving. I am not sure.
Boom, boom, boom. Math.
That
Not my strong suit.
Do I need to go get another charger and plug that in and plug it into the other one and have multiple chargers?
That sounds like an experiment.
I mean, like,
I have not seen this before.
Can I charge this twice as fast?
Battery preferences. Let's see if I can, like, boost this. Put hard in.
Battery preferences. Then we can always just talk New Japan and how long those matches are.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
Just one match is more than... Mm-hmm. Actually, the whole card in a New Japan show is probably longer than a month and a half of SmackDown.
Yeah. You get more wrestling in one New Japan show than you do in
2 months of SmackDown.
Yeah.
They had Best Friends on for the Barstool podcast.
Yeah.
On wrestling?
Yeah, on wrestling. Yeah.
All and, the best friends?
It was Trent, Chuck, and Orange.
Okay.
And Trent obviously has been out of action for a
bit. Yeah.
But he, like...
Trent?
Yeah, Greg.
Trent?
But Chuck turns to him and goes, "Oh, did you see that we're back in chaos?" and Chuck goes, "Didn't we betray them?" He goes, "Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter."
We're back.
He goes, Rocky says we're back in. He goes, "Did Rocky ask anybody?"
Good old Wheeler Yuta.
Yep.
So that means Statlander's part of chaos.
Yeah, they go, Statlander just straight up part of chaos. That's where he goes, "Did Rocky ask anybody?" He goes, "I don't think so."
I think Rocky is the real leader of chaos, kind of like how Carl Anderson is the real leader of the Bullet Club.
Yep.
Like, it's like there. Okada's your ace, but no, it's Rocky. It's Rocky.
Rocky. We might get a Mighty Don't Kneel.
Oh, they kept the kayfabe that they kept the kayfabe that Trent was not informed of Wheeler Yuta being part of the because he just brought somebody in when I'm injured to replace me.
That's not nice.
I thought we were best friends.
I can't wait for the time like when Okada finally shows up and we just get the best friends.
Rainmaker
zoom out hug where he's just in the middle. That'll be a great moment.
You'll love that shit.
That'll be a great moment. I love.
Here's my money.
Some Okada on American TV.
Yeah. Give me my Okada, damn it.
The other joke about it he goes, "So how is this going to pay off?" The guy who's hosting talks and Trey goes, "I guess I'm fighting Naito at Wrestle Kingdom."
Yeah.